This is not the last time you will hear this. Life hands you choice after choice. Opting in for the wonderful does not command bliss without consequence. Even relegating yourself to the march of chaos is an invitation for daylight to enter. Unadorned, radiance aches to tickle skin beneath your sleeve. This does not mean that the sheets will fold upon themselves. Your liberation brings the power and freedom to tend to life's every nuance. The mundane is a cradle that rocks you gently into awakened slumber. If nothing is changing for you, ask yourself why you have not taken three steps on new-fallen snow. Ponder whether you are still refusing to address the unavoidable question, or whether, caught in a loop of your own making, you cycle endlessly on a track that takes you nowhere but back from whence you began. An emerald planted in the sand is ripe with possibility. Dust off the fine grit underfoot that speaks braille to your soul. It will raise the luster with the self-same motion if you allow it so. There are endless facets lying in wait. Lift them out of their self-induced obscurity and expose their tender underbellies to the goodness hidden from view. Perhaps you are hearing this for the first time. A holy seed placed on the wind traveled far and wide, attached itself seamlessly to your name, and burst forth in wondrous genesis. You were born to sing a song of uncommon melody, to dance in accordance with angels. If you do naught but feed your soul without end, this will be enough. There is little to embrace when wrapped tightly in your own clutch. Expectation and fear can briskly hobble a weary spirit. It is your job alone to welcome the true reveal, revel in every moment, turn away from none. A drop of desert water is no different than an ocean. This mirror I have peered into many lifetimes, my polishing cloth perennially tucked underside my heart. And when I dare to bring it out, clarity astounds me with a release of staggering beauty. My hands, head, holy instruments in pursuit of a maestro, tuned with perfection to the key of me.